Stu in, Stu, it says three blocks away, I guess, from the explosion. Stu, hi, you're on New Jersey 101.5.
Yeah, hi, Dennis. Yeah, it was incredible. I didn't see the two planes. I heard the first one. It was a tremendous explosion, and I actually said, that sounds like another World Trade Center. And sure enough, I went into the next room where we could see directly west to the Trade Center, and there it was in flames. And 15 minutes later, the second one, and then I actually saw one of the two towers collapsing. You can't see outside this building, the soot and the debris.
What street are you on, Stu?
I'm on William Street, which is about three blocks east, directly east from the Trade Center.
You're only three blocks from the Trade Center.
Three blocks from the Trade Center. Where I am now, I can only look south. I can't look west, so I can't see what's going on. But there are no towers there. They're totally gone.
And is smoke fill the air from the vantage point that you have?
Yeah, immediately, within 30 seconds to a minute from the collapse of the tower, the smoke and the debris just totally inundated this area.
Has the debris settled down yet?
It settled down about 20 minutes after the first collapse, and then the second collapse, which I guess was close to 15 minutes ago. No, right. The soot all over the place. Here.
All right, Stu, take care of yourself. Do you have enough provisions to stay put?
Yeah, we're doing okay here. We're in the office. We're not going anywhere because there's nowhere to go at this point.
You're in an office building. What floor?
We're on 21.
was there any attempt to get down onto the street?
Actually, the building maintenance or the building management said they were evacuating the building, but where are we going to go? Yeah. The subways are out. No one is moving in this area. We're staying put.
Where do you live, Stu?
I live in East Windsor.
Right. So you're going to be there for the duration of the day, I'd imagine.
I will be here until we're told it's safe to head on out into the streets, and then I will try to walk over to Midtown, and then I will try to get a bus home.
Yeah. I would imagine that there might be some sort of national transport service later in the day, perhaps the Army National Guard to get people out of there. Stu, good luck to you, and thank you very much for taking the time to call. I heard, you just heard from a guy three buildings, three blocks away, who's locked in the building there, and they ordered an evacuation, but there's nowhere to go.
Right.
And for people, now, I Eric, I don't know if you've heard this, but I want to check with traffic. I got an unconfirmed report a few minutes ago from someone who's trying to get out of Philadelphia. The bridges are closed. Now, I don't know if that's
true. We're in a virtual lockdown situation. It would surprise me if that was the case. I don't know for sure if that is.
We've got 3 minutes to a traffic report, and we'll check on that. We have some breaking news.
Yeah, in Philly, Independence Hall, the Liberty Bill, all the historic landmarks now have been evacuated, and that city is starting to lock down. We have John Weber on the news phone. With somebody, he's at the Hamilton train station in Mercer County with a guy who was supposed to be in the World Trade Center just minutes before the explosion took place. John?
Normally the train station here in Hamilton is bustling with activity. Right now it's about as desolate as the beach in Belmar during a January blizzard. A few minutes ago, a train from Newark dropped off people who were headed into the city. Shock and disbelief is the only way you can describe the look of the people getting off the NJ Transit outbound train here in Hamilton Township. As you mentioned, for one Medford resident, the events of the morning are particularly chilling.
I saw World Trade Tower 1 on fire, and I saw number 2 as well just before I was on the PATH train to go across. And just before I would have gone into the basement of the Trade Center, where I should have been at 8:20 this morning, we turned around and came back.
Now, most people here didn't even want to talk about what happened, choosing to just file away in stunned silence. Inbound train service, as you've been mentioning, has been canceled. John Weber, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
All right, well, it now would appear, based on some of the eyewitness reports we have there from Lower Manhattan, that not only were the Trade Center towers hit by a plane, but there may have been subsequent explosions of a bomb, presumably, within each of those towers that would then have brought those towers down. The skyline of Lower Manhattan has forever been changed as neither tower of the World Trade Center stands at this hour. One other note for you, especially if you are in really anywhere from the middle of New Jersey on northward, all of that dust and that debris and that smoke and all of the stuff that came as a result of the explosions and the collapse are beginning to make their way across the river and into New Jersey. If you are an asthmatic, if you have young children, if you have any respiratory problems, you're being advised now to stay inside where you would not be susceptible to breathing in that. It is a 767 now. All right, just outside of Pittsburgh, we had reported that there was a plane that was missing. It has now crashed north of the Somerset County Airport. That is just outside of Pittsburgh. A 767 has gone down now. That was all planes over the United States were ordered down. Not quite in that manner. All planes were ordered to land safely at the nearest airport shortly after the attack on the Pentagon. And now it would appear that what could have been hijacked plane number 4 has crashed just outside of Pittsburgh. And that's all we have right now.
Eric, I want to go to New Jersey Fast Traffic to see if they can confirm any closing the bridges between New Jersey and Philadelphia.
Yeah, Dennis, I heard you post that question a few minutes ago, and we have been trying to get in contact with the authorities who could give us an answer to that question. And unfortunately, we are having problems with our communication as well, so we have not been able to either confirm or deny that. I can tell you this for some of the folks who are in the New York City at the moment, there will be extra service heading out of the city. New Jersey Transit will be utilizing all available rail equipment westbound out of New York, Newark, and the Hoboken Terminal. New Jersey Transit will also stage additional buses at Newark's Penn Station and Newark Broad Street Station and also the Hoboken Terminal to supplement some of the existing rail service. That's what I know. As far as your question about Philadelphia, I'm sorry, we're in the dark on that one, as you are as well. So back to you.
All right, thanks very much. 10:49, and also, if we have listeners who are trying to get across from the bridges into Philadelphia, we understand that may have been affected at this point. Of course, the center of all the attention is New York City and Washington, but it seems to be that the conditions may have warranted some of this lockdown to spread throughout the perimeter of the state of New Jersey. We'd like to get as much information we can on that. So if you know about the bridges going in and out of Philadelphia into New Jersey, let us know. Andrew in Palmyra, you're on New Jersey 101.5. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Good. I'm very nervous about being on the air, but I wanted to say something. If these terrorists are very serious, as we know.
Well, no, listen, Andrew, I'm going to stop you before if you're going to start to spread anything like panic. What I want right now is eyewitness reports and any information we have, but I don't want to speculate on who and what might come next, because I don't want to spread any panic. I have a responsibility not to do that. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. I don't have the same information that these people had. I'm just saying that security at Andrews Air Force Base should be stepped up on the perimeter of this wooded area.
Right. I'm sure that greater minds than ours have already covered that, Andrew. Thanks. Once this started rolling, I'm sure they took the necessary precautions. Bob Williams from New Jersey Fast Traffic is here.
Yeah, we just spoke with the people that run the Philadelphia bridges. The bridges are still open
in
and out of New Jersey.
Okay.
But the areas around Center City, Philly, they've all been put down in the same lockdown mode that most of the areas
have
put in.
So getting
to the bridges are okay, but once you're in, you know, getting to Center City, Philly, that's going to be locked down, like all the federal buildings, Independence Hall, Liberty Bell, all
that. As
soon
as you come off of Ben Franklin, you're pretty much at the federal building and then the Independence
Hall. Off the school
hall
and all those over there, you're going to get a lot of lockdown.
Coming over to Walt Whitman, you have the stadium area and pretty much refineries and things like that, and I can't imagine, but the information you have, all bridges are open.
No, that's from the people that run the bridges in and out of Philly.
We're all bridges
the phone with them.
Remain
they are still open right now.
All right, Bob, thanks
but
very much.
But, of course, North Jersey, everything is in a lockdown.
Right.
You're not getting anywhere.
I just wanted to find, I got an unconfirmed report that the bridges might have been closed, so that's why I wanted to check on it. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. Darren in Summit, you're on New Jersey 101.5. Eyewitness, the second plane hit this morning. Hi, Darren.
Good morning. How are you?
All right.
I'm feeling a little sick to my stomach, but we're working on a construction site, building some hotels in Elizabeth, and we have pretty good sight of New York skyline on a daily basis. And first thing, after the first report this morning of the first plane, we all ran out. went up to the top floor on the roof to see what was going on. And as we were watching, a smaller plane, it wasn't, you know, being right next to Newark Airport and this plane being a distance away, I couldn't tell the size exactly, but it didn't look like as big as the plane the other planes were.
Well, the video from we've been watching on television this morning, it looked like a fairly sizable plane.
Okay, like I said, it could, you know, it was a distance away.
Yeah.
From its first approach, it looked like almost it was going to examine the damage on the tower.
Right.
And it flew up, it flew through the trail of smoke, and as it got through the trail of smoke, it started to bank around to the left from my perspective.
I'm watching it now, and if this was, it's amazing. If this was a hijacking.
And, I said to the guy, I wonder if that's like a reconnaissance plane, and as I said that, it banked further and slammed into the side of the building.
You got to wonder what, you know, if that was a hijacked plane, who was doing the steering, and all kinds of second-guess questions come up in your mind as to what exactly happened there. Thank you, Darren. We're obviously dealing with people who care a little about life. God knows what they care about. So it does no good to speculate who it is, what we should do to retaliate, what the future will bring. My own opinion is let the dust settle from this and try not to cause any more damage anywhere else in the world. Of course, America has a reputation of not being one to be pushed around, but you can see the kind of devastation that this has had on the entire country. This morning at first, it turned out to be just a North Jersey, New York event, and it quickly unfolded as a national event. And you can see the devastation this kind of, you know, war or terrorism can inflict upon people and the psyches of the rest of the people in the country. So I think it's just best to remain calm, and cooler heads will prevail on this, and not to do a whole lot of warmongering at this point. Jerry and on the George Washington Bridge. Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
You're on New Jersey 101.5. Go ahead. You're on the bridge right now?
I'm about, I'd say, a quarter of a mile from the bridge, and it is. People can't believe what's going on out here.
Where are you, in the Jersey side or New York side?
Jersey side going into New York.
Why?
Well, I got a brand new trailer to deliver downtown Jersey.
Downtown Jersey?
I got to stop in New York to make them come back to Elizabethtown to deliver this new trailer.
Might want to, if there's a way to turn around, you might want to, where at in Midtown were you heading?
All I know is it's some graphics place north of the George Washington Bridge by 3 exits.
Yeah, okay.
That's all my directions are.
That's not Midtown. But all right, Jerry, good luck. Appreciate the call to New Jersey 101.5. Heading onto the George Washington Bridge and why you'd want to go that way. Nothing's that important at this point. Jim in Farmingdale, you're on New Jersey 101.5. Hi, Jim.
Good morning, guys. Trying to make this brief, a couple points. I don't have any real information. Except in the past year or so, I've read a lot of articles about the vulnerability of the country towards these type of attacks. And obviously, this is a prime example.
Right.
My question is, as towards the government, why is not the military out in full force at this point?
Where do you want them to be, Jim?
Anywhere investigating everything they can.
Well, I'm sure they are. It's just that we don't have pictures right now of everything that's going on. And I'm sure.
I'm just curious as to, you know, I haven't heard anything to that effect.
Yeah, well, I think rightfully so, the military and the government are just doing their jobs and keeping their mouths shut.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to let any of their cards be known to whoever is causing this. And I'm sure whoever is causing this is trying to guess their next move anyway. So the best thing we can do is watch pictures, listen to audio, and wait to get any word from the government. And I'm sure that'll probably come sometime before noon, any preliminary word. And knowing and trusting the United States military, they're doing all they can to prevent any further damage. Jim, thanks for the call. What can they do at this point? They have to gather as much information they can. Time it right as to when to say what. They don't want to instill panic. The president was in Florida this morning talking to a group of students in an elementary school, and then he had to head back to Washington. So he's en route, I would imagine, one way or the other. and or perhaps, you know, secure in another area. This is a statement. Eric, do you have some breaking news?
We want to update you on what New Jersey is doing now. Basically, New Jersey is telling you not to travel, especially if you are heading into the north. Virtually everything has been locked down, although the bridges are still open across the river to Philadelphia. All airport service has been shut down. The National Guard is mobilizing on a scale that we have not yet seen before in New Jersey. Ray Martinique is with the National Guard, joining us now live. Ray, good morning.
Good morning.
How many of your members have been called to service at this point?